I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnan. He's one of the employee owners of Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And feel free to get online, 860-522-WTIC is the number, 860-522-WTIC, and we'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. We are over on the Facebooks there if you want to get on there with Mark Zuckerberg and watch us, and if he deems our broadcast worthy, he's over at WTIC's Facebook page. You can check us out there as well. Post your questions within the comments. We'll try to help get those across as well. And you might have other folks who are on the Facebook page answer your questions too. There's a lot of helpful people in the audience.
It's a whole forum over there.
Yeah. I mean, you figure it's a 50,000 watt flamethrower. So folks know about us that we're on here. So get over on the Facebook page and help out if you'd like. So as usual and customary, Dennis, I should bring up too, at 10 o'clock, we expect Wes Bryan from IT Pro TV to join us. And we're going to talk security. As it's always a hot topic these days, IT security is a big problem, and there's a lot of work to do. We're way behind.
Especially since the White House put the word out for corporations to really, nail down their networks and get them secured.
Shields Up is what it's called. So feel free to check that out if you want. I can put a link up there to you from the White House document talking about getting protected. Because of what's going on in the world. But even before that happened, we should have been doing more for security. And heck, all I have to do is say Microsoft. I mean, every tool we have, every single tool that we use at Tab is there to protect us from
Microsoft.
Exactly. That's what we're using. I mean, that's sad but true. But let's get to your news there, Dennis. Usually you've got something you want to talk about.
Well, here's a security-related problem.
Yeah.
There's a software package that's often used in industrial settings.
Mm-hmm.
And it governs connections between systems.
Yeah.
And the particular place that it's used very often is with power grids power grid management.
Sure.
Well, it's also an open source program, which means the code is public.
Mm.
And that can be a problem.
Yeah, what could go wrong?
If open source advocates are telling the truth, the code itself is public, so everybody knows what it is, and it can be fixed quickly if it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
But in the real world, it doesn't work that way. What really happens is that the bad guys see the flaws,
right?
Because it's visible.
It's right in front of them.
Take advantage instantly, okay? Right. And there is a Pwn2Own championship that two fellows from the Netherlands just won.
Yeah.
By breaking into this software package that I mentioned, it's called OPC UA.
Yeah.
And they found that they could get themselves authenticated very easily without any credentialing or anything, really. They just got into the system.
Yeah.
And they can start tampering with it.
I would love to talk to somebody at ISO New England to see how many of our electrical grid folks are using this OPC UA.
That would be a great question.
Yeah, it might be interesting to know because, again, open source, now what?
Well, like I said, in theory, it's not a bad idea. In practice,
might be.
It doesn't usually work
And the snag is everyone's using it. Right. So, I mean, it's not like the electric companies are hard up for money, for crying out loud. Have you seen your bill in Connecticut? It's ridiculous. Somebody's making a couple of pennies on electricity. They can't afford to get their own software to talk to their systems.
Well, the thing that I wonder is if maybe a company like ISO New England buys software from somebody, but that developer uses OPC UA as part of their own package. And if you were to ask ISO New England if they're using it, they would probably say no, because they may not even realize it. And that is the insidious part of open source, too. It can be buried in all kinds of places. We found that out about the...
Logi4?
The Logforge flaw last year.
Which is still an issue.
It's still an issue because lots of vendors that aren't patching it. I don't know why.
Open source. It's good and it's bad. All right. So there's a scary thought. They're able to hack into the electrical grid.
Yeah, that's what we want the Russians to do.
Hopefully they're as good as hacking as they are as good as being military folks, but we won't go there. Thankfully, they don't seem too difficult. All right, moving on. Let's go to the next article here that I want to bring up. U.S. grants. The U.S. government is granting academics $12 million. A whole $12 million.
Well, I was going to say $12 million, that's all?
Yeah, to develop cyber attack defense tools. So, I mean, isn't like one like Hellfire missile cost like $1 million a shot or something like that? This is $12 million to protect us against cyber attacks? Guys, you got your money in the wrong spots.
Oh, absolutely.
At least they're considering, I mean, academics, sure. Everything's academic to them, but you know, it's good to have these guys focused on it. And so those R&D teams are going to be focused on putting up some defenses, which is nice. I mean, you can't just have the NSA doing it because they tend to leak the stuff anyways.
True.
Let's have our academics do it, where they'll download some free tool and leak the tool as well. I mean, I'm not sure it's any better in their hands, but it's something. $12 million is something. So basically, they told you who they're doing, right? Who's getting the money? Who's getting the money. Florida International University, Iowa State University, New York University, Texas A&M, University of Illinois at Chicago, and Virginia Polytechnic Institute. So if you're a bad guy,
now you know
where
to contact.
Now you know who to fish to get the tools as you're working. And why would they tell us this? Why would they tell us? I mean, come on, man. Don't you understand how this stuff works? I mean, thanks, U.S. government. You're granting these guys the ability to do some defense. And then, of course, have you ever seen any Marvel movies, for crying out loud? Right?
Right.
I mean, I've watched Big Bang Theory, and at least the guy's saying, guys, don't talk about this satellite we want you to work on. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's in the article. Jiminy crickets. So we'll put the link up here for you guys so you can know, too, who's working to put some cyber defense tools in place to help us. And they're spending $12 million whole dollars.
It should be more like $1.2 billion.
These universities probably spend $1 million a piece on their ice cream makers for the kids.
Right.
Right? I mean, come on.
Oh, please.
What else you got going?
Well, Microsoft Defender is at it again.
We're trying to love
Defender. We're trying to get people to use it.
I know.
And it is a much better product than it used to be.
Yes, but
it has hiccups.
What's the hiccup now?
The hiccup is that it's flagging Google Chrome updates as suspicious, or it was.
Well, you think about it, there's been like a bazillion of them happening recently with Google Chrome. So maybe the Defender's like, come on, it can't be another update. This has got to be some sort of attack, right? I guess that's what it's thinking.
But, one thing you got to think about is that this is the sort of activity that antivirus programs are looking for.
Right.
They're looking for something that is rewriting a program that's already on the computer. Because that is a way to get a virus payload into the computer.
Right.
So this is the kind of activity it should be watching. The problem is they should be able to recognize a Google Chrome update when it's running, because it'll be packaged with a certificate that they can verify. Mm-hmm. Defender should detect it, say, what is that? Oh, okay, that's Google. Okay, go.
Right.
It shouldn't be that hard to avoid the false positives in cases like this.
And we talked about the fact that a few weeks ago, Defender was actually flagging Office
updates their own product.
Can't make it up. Can't make it up, Dennis.
Oh, please.
So we'll put a link up to that story. You can take a look at that as well. Speaking of updates, Windows 10, this is something I wanted to bring up to folks because we're seeing it even in our client base, of course, because a lot of them are running Windows 10. Microsoft has released an optional update, a cumulative update, that is basically hopefully fixing Windows 10 and Windows Server 19 freezing issues.
Ooh.
So this is something that is hopefully going to solve some of those freezing issues that you've been experiencing randomly. We're going to put the link up here for you. If you're looking to get the update, if you're having the issue, it's part of the KB501-2636 cumulative update that just came down on April 22nd, actually, yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah, so we'll put a link up there for you. It'll fix your computer freezing, right? Isn't that a great way to operate your machine? It's freezing.
Yeah, when it freezes up. But it seems pretty quick for this to manifest in a way that people can detect. Usually it takes like 3 or 4 days for a Microsoft update to really be revealed as a major problem.
Yeah.
Well, so it must have a pretty drastic effect.
Let's hope. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. At the 10 o'clock hour, we are expecting Wes Bryan from IT Pro TV to join us. We bring Wes on because we're looking for more geeks out there to join us in a geek army, as it were.
Yes, we need you.
Yeah, Geek Nation. $12 million is not going to be enough to have, you know, academics deal with cyber defense. That's the issue, right? We need more of you guys out there. We need more of you to join and get involved in cybersecurity and computers. And IT Pro TV helps to train you up. So if you're interested in checking it out, Wes comes on once a month to kind of talk about, and I want you to hear how he is describing what he's describing so you understand how you can be trained in technology. And you shouldn't be afraid of it. A lot of people are afraid of technology.
I know.
Right? I mean, we used to joke with people who couldn't configure their VCRs. They were called 12 o'clock flashers, right? Because it was just blinking 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
Right? And then TiVo came out and said, I got a solution. And it was a great solution.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea, again, for technology is to get you guys to embrace it and maybe consider it as another career. You know, you can go from anywhere. I mean, even Wes talks about the fact that he was, I think, flipping burgers or something like that. This guy knows his stuff. So go to IT Pro TV. Go to computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. And if you go to our live links area there, just above it, you can actually click and get a discount if you go ahead and through us and through that link. And so it's even cheaper for you to become a geek is what we're trying to say. And check out their courses. And you can pretty much get involved in anything as far as cyber. And we're excited to have Wes on at 10 o'clock. So stick around for that. A couple lines open for you. We're going to go to a break, though. But 860-522-WTIC is the number. We'll be right back. And we are back. One line open for you on this gorgeous Saturday. A rare gorgeous Saturday in Connecticut.
I know. We don't get them anymore.
So let's get right to your calls. You're nice enough to join us. Let's go right to Jim in Newington first. What's going on, Jim? Let me hit the button again. You there, Jim?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can, sir. Yeah, this phone system either decides on a one button press or two. Some days it's different. I don't know what's up. But
okay. Well, first, thanks for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
But I have a Windows update story to go with all the others.
All right.
A couple of weeks ago, you know, I purposely have been delaying the Windows updates just for all the reasons we always talk about. But
yeah.
I did a reboot, and of course the update kicked off, so I let it go through. Once it was done, everything looked fine, but I cannot save or write or use my external drive. Now, I have all my data on an external drive, and I can view the data. I can copy the data from the external drive to the C drive, but as soon as I close a file or copy a file, I get the blue screen of death, the system service exception. You know, it counts down, reboots, it goes through the whole Windows repair process. Eventually, you know, comes back up, but I cannot use the external drive. I tried to uninstall the update, and I could uninstall everything except the servicing stack. They won't let you uninstall that, but that did not resolve the problem. I tried to go back to a restore point, which I purposely have set restore points, you know, over, you know, every couple of months I'll set one, but those are all gone. And so I contacted HP. It's an HP 705 Elite Desktop Mini, so it's a nice business class machine.
Yeah.
And they, you know, said uninstall and restore and all that, but then basically said that you have to wipe and reload. And they were kind enough to send me, you know, the tools and the disk to do that. But I'm kind of stuck, and I was hoping there was something that might come to mind to allow me to write to that. And it's any external drive. I've tested the drives on other PCs, so it's not that particular drive.
Does this machine happen to be a Windows 7 machine in its past life?
No.
Oh, all right.
Wait, hold on. Yes, as a matter of fact, it was.
Ah, all okay. Right, we're getting somewhere here. So, and then maybe Dennis found the same thing, maybe not. But it looks to me like it's a legacy issue having to do with maybe your file allocation table within when it was Windows 7 to now Windows 10. And that's some update is now saying, look, I can no longer allow you to operate because you have some sort of relic of Windows 7 and its allocation tables causing an issue. Do you agree with that, Dennis? Is that what you
I see? Do. Yeah. Based on what I've seen, that seems to be what it is.
Yeah.
It's been Windows 10 for 3 or 4 years anyway. It's a five-year-old machine. I'm not 100% sure it was Windows 7, but it might have been, yeah.
If it's that old, it probably was.
I would think so.
And so here's the way to test it. So take a drive that you don't mind, format it, now with the new Windows 10, right? See if you can write to it. If you magically can.
Then that's it.
Yeah.
It's that the previous file system manager was putting something in that it now no longer likes.
Yeah, it was like allowing it or like a workaround or something to that effect. From what we're reading,
yes. So if I format a drive, you know, in Windows 10, and then I can write to it. If I then format all new drives that I use on that machine, I should be good to go.
Well, brand new drives out of the box will be good to go. I bet by default.
Right.
It's the ones you were using.
It's the ones you formatted previously with your older version of Windows 10 that got changed, and they were formatted because in a particular way because the file system manager that was in the computer at that time was doing something unusual with those when it created the partition.
Usual for itself, though, in 7 days.
Right.
But unusual now to Microsoft.
Unusual now. Right, and then when you updated Windows 10 to its latest version, for some reason it no longer can tolerate that difference.
Yeah.
Okay. And if for some reason that doesn't resolve the problem, any other thoughts?
Oh, gosh. So
I would say wipe and reload.
The whole that would be awful, but yes.
And when you do the wipe and reload, don't go back to 7 and then go up to 10.
Oh, no.
Get
no,
Windows 10 on there fresh.
But you were minding your own business, Jim. Everything was running fine until the update, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Welcome to our world. Yeah. This is crazy.
It happens all the time.
It's like you change your air filter and all of a sudden your car won't start. That's how this Microsoft crap just drives us like nuts. We don't have time for this stuff. I mean, just imagine how much time is wasted on our planet messing with Microsoft.
Yeah, I think what bothered me the most is when I uninstalled the update, and again, it uninstalled clean.
Yeah, right.
I think it went back to 1903, and now it's at 21H2. The problem was still there. You know?
Right, clean is a relative term.
Yes.
Yeah, true.
You know, once you go, you really can't necessarily.
Sometimes
go
you
back.
Can't go back.
Yeah, you'd have to go to a restore
tell
point.
You did, but
right, you'd have to use a backup restore point. That would be a shot at it, I guess. But
those are gone, I guess.
Yeah. So go ahead, Jim. Try the format. We'll be here until 11. You're gonna let us know how it worked out.
Yeah, I will do. Thank you.
You got it, sir.
Yeah.
Good luck. All right. Bye-bye. So there we are, solving another issue of Microsoft updates causing you to not have something else to do on a beautiful Saturday but mess with your hard drive.
Welcome to our world.
It's sad. It's sad but true. Get online, 860-522-WTIC are the numbers. Everything's posted over at computertalkwithtab.com. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And Dennis is here. He's Dennis Halnon, one of the employee owners at Tab Computer Systems. Yes, we are 100% employee-owned company and looking for more owners to join us. And it's definitely something you could check out. We're happy to have you. Great place to work for the past 40 years. And we're looking for another great place to work for the next 40 years. And you can be an owner. So go to our careers page over at tabinc.com if you're looking for a change, as I guess 40% of you are.
Yep.
So it's it's a all-time high of people looking to make a change. All right, let's go to your calls, and we're going to go to Ed next. What's cooking, Ed?
Hello.
Hey, good morning, sir. What's up? We ran out of time with you last week, didn't we?
Oh, she told you?
Okay. Well, I know we did. I know we did. You were on. We were just running up against the clock.
You had me a little worried for the whole week. So
Well, you should be. Running Vista, right, Ed?
Yeah, and it's funny because Jim just called and you were talking about 7 and 10, so how fitting, right?
Yeah, you're way behind. I mean, you're like running a 1920s
I don't have problems like Jim does.
No, well, right? No, you have different problems. But what's your question?
Well, number one, I do my banking and stocks and everything on this, but nothing is supported. You know, they always tell me my browser's not supported.
Right.
Right.
But the computer, I bought it. It's a Dell Inspiron, and I bought it in early 2008.
Yep.
And I like it.
Sure.
I basically just use it for the emails, and, you know, it can't do certain things.
Right.
Like Starbucks, I get the email.
Pretty much any kind of an e-commerce site isn't going to work.
Right.
No, things don't work on it.
Right.
And when things go wrong... Even the screen sometimes, about a year ago, I brought it to the computer guy here in Oakville.
Yeah.
And the screen itself had all little squares.
Yep.
And nothing. So I bring it back home after, and it works fine.
Yeah.
So you can't kill this one. I mean, it's...
Well...
But I wonder how safe it is. That's
it's not.
It's not at all.
Not safe.
Not in any way.
Yeah. Basically, you know, you should really stop using it for anything important.
Right now, it says download and install updates for your computer. Install updates. One important update selected.
Right. Most likely those are like Windows. It's not even Defender back then, but it's...
It may not even grab them anymore.
Yeah.
It's like a 95-year-old person. It says to do this, but it can't do it.
Right, it's over, Ed. You got to move on, man. Is there an issue like with your committee where you can't get it through committee to buy a new computer? Is that what it is? Because sometimes the committee is a problem. You know, they might be like, "Hey, it's working fine, honey. I don't want to buy a new one," but it's not working fine. You're actually at risk if you do anything on that machine of any kind of importance.
Even though I have Defender in it,
and, you can't. Yes, it's.
Even though, yes.
It's not helping you. It's a very unprotected operating system. It's not being updated. Any holes that are in it are being exploited.
Because I did, it was about a month ago, a lady invaded this computer and started talking to me in a very loud voice.
Oh, jeez.
And I said, I don't need that from the computer. No. I have enough other problems.
Right.
But anyhow,
yeah.
You move the mouse and you couldn't get nothing would happen. Call this phone number, right?
Right. Yeah. It's over, Ed.
I called my guy up. He says unplug it and it killed it. It works fine though. That's what I'm telling you.
Well, actually, what you're describing is not working fine because you can't go to Starbucks like you want.
Right.
And there's other websites that you said don't load anymore. So it literally is not working right.
It might work fine as a heater. I mean, if it's cold, you know, you can just turn it on and let it, we can
Give
cuddle
me
up with it.
A recommendation, because I need something from you guys. You're the experts. Should I get another Dell?
You can, if you like. If the brand's done well by you, right? So I'd be crazy
to
tell
you not to. 14
years
out of this one. Why not, right?
Yeah, so you...
The computer guy I know, he says he could, you know, just, he'll give me one, a more updated one, like... 8 or 9 or 10.
You're going to run Windows 10.
A rebuilt one.
Don't get a refurbished one. You deserve a new one, Ed. You're going to end up probably with Windows 11, believe it or not, if you go to Dell.
Should I get a desktop? Are they in or out?
Should you get what?
Desktop.
Oh, a desktop. It's up to you. If you're not going to be portable with it, then you can get a desktop. It'll again give you a lot longer service than a laptop will. Laptops get beat up when you pick them up and drop them all the time. So. i5.
The only thing that really worked on this that I recall from the beginning is Mozilla. I don't know whether that makes sense.
Yeah, you're Firefox. So you want to get an right? You got a pen, Ed?
Yeah.
All right, i5 processor minimum, 11th gen.
i5.
Yep, 11th gen processor. Minimum. 11th generation. You're so far behind that you're not even on a. I don't even know what you're running. You're probably running a Pentium. I got more power on my watch than you have on your
computer. Core 2 Duo, if he's lucky.
Yeah. i5, 11th gen, 16 gigs of RAM.
Okay.
And a 500 gig solid state hard drive are your minimums. Windows 11 is probably what you're going to end up with. 10 would be great, but 11 is probably what you're going to end up with if you go ahead through Dell.
So I can have more problems with 10 and 11?
Yep. Well, nobody said your club's going to change. You're still going with the same company you're running before. You could choose an Apple. That would be fine. I have no issues with that. It'd be a whole different thing for you. You'll have different problems. Apples are not perfect either, but different problems.
This Canon printer, which was basically set up, I mean, it goes back to Vista 6.
Okay, it's not going to work.
Oh, boy.
It's not going to work. I can almost guarantee you that machine it might work. Dennis seems
Really? It might. I would say there's like a 50-50 chance.
I'm going to give you 50-50.
And it was brand new in the box, and it turned out that, it was like $10, and it was never used. And
all right, well, my odds just went down to more like 10%.
Yeah, it's old to begin with. Come on, we're talking to Ed here. All right, so...
It was brand new.
Mint in box. We understand, but so, you know, we got some Star Wars figurines that are mint in box that are back to the 70s.
Those are worth a lot.
Yeah. So you're going to spend about $1,000, and you'll be happy. You could also look at Chromebooks. Those are based on the Chrome operating system, although I've got one and I'm not really happy with its performance.
I found that the way that the Chromebooks are built, the hardware is just not good.
And you can even buy good components, and it's still laggy. It's like the Chrome operating system is almost as bad as the Microsoft operating system as far as being so laggy.
Yeah.
And you should consider the Brave browser. It is ridiculously fast. Kind of a neat alternative to Chrome. So go spend $1,000.
I have Comcast, but I'm not getting my money's worth. It's like...
Join the club.
They give me the fast, they tell me every once in a while that I'm getting the fast stuff.
Yeah.
But if the computer is, 15, 14 years old, it's like pushing a 96-year-old person.
Right. Yeah, you can't blame the internet right now. When you get your new machine and you're not happy with the internet performance, that's another issue. But go get your new machine. I want you to call back after you've gotten the new machine.
After I have all these headaches with the...
yes. Yeah.
With all these things like Jim from Newington.
No one's going to tell you you're going to have any... As an IT person, I'll never tell you you're not going to have any problems because that's our life.
But I have a problem with this. I unplug it and it goes, and then it works. And
it's a boat anchor now.
But I know I don't shut it off because it doesn't want to be shut off. So we'll go back... No, it'll go back to the year 2007 when it was born. And it
the CMOS batteries died.
Yeah. I know that. They told me that. That's basically a battery situation. Man. That can happen to any computer, yeah. I found that out. I was ready to say, what am I going to do now?
Right. All right, we got to go to a break, buddy. So
thanks a lot.
You got it. Good luck.
Okay.
Let us know how it turns out, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. So we're going to step out for a quick break, get back to Chris. Three lines open for you. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. And I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And you guys are doing a great job joining us on this Saturday morning. I know it's beautiful out there. But otherwise, if you weren't on the lines with us, we'd be talking about our kids and our cats. So 860-522-WTIC are the number. We wouldn't want to bore you with that. Let's go on to Chris. Next, what's happening there, Chris? Got to hit the button twice. What's going on, Chris?
I have a situation like the previous caller. It's a Windows update situation, I believe.
Well, so if you just say Windows update problem, I think we could probably hit 100,000 people in one shot.
Half of what we get all the time is Windows update problems.
Well, he described my situation to a T. I mean, I have the updates held. It actually said that they wouldn't install until May 5th. And I look on my computer and there's three updates from the 20th, the 21st, and the 22nd.
Right.
But anyhow, my audio device is not working. I opened up the, it is a Lenovo laptop, about 2, maybe 3 years old.
Okay.
All right. So I opened it up and there's a message on the screen. A Connect 10 audio device could not be found. The application will now exit. So, I went down and I ran the troubleshooter in the sys tray down there.
Oh yeah, the Lenovo one or the okay, good.
And it said I couldn't find your audio device. So I went to the device manager, and it says Windows cannot verify the digital signature for the drivers required for this device.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, ouch.
But they could verify it before the update.
Correct.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It was today is Saturday. It was working fine Tuesday night, Wednesday morning. I had that message on the screen.
All right. I have a couple of suggestions.
All right.
One is easy and quick, and if it solves the problem, then you're good. Another one takes a little bit longer. Oh, yeah. Until the next update. All right, what that is you open up Device Manager. You yep. see that audio controller or whatever it's called in the list. I'm not sure how it would appear. But you right-click it, and then you either uninstall or delete the device.
I've tried that.
And you've done it and rebooted, and it didn't help?
That's correct.
Yeah, he was hoping you were hoping for a generic to come back.
Right.
And they can't even see the...
Well, I was thinking that it would just reload the drivers when it detects it again, and right. then it would be properly certified.
Yeah, that was my understanding of what you said. I also went on the Lenovo website, and I updated everything last night, and it said that it updated an audio device, but that still did not work.
So you went to Lenovo's website and got the audio update, and it didn't help.
That's correct.
And this is a Chromebook, or no, it's Windows.
This is Windows 10. It's an i7 ninth gen. It's like 2 years old, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. Have you tried going back? Have you tried rolling back? And
that's the other thing. I had set up a restore point like, I don't know, 6-8 weeks ago, and that's gone.
You know what? That restore point may still be there.
Oh.
There in the restore point dialog, there's sometimes a checkbox that will that you can check, look for older restore points. Hold on a second. I'll describe it exactly.
Yeah.
But this is, again, just crazy, right? I mean,
I mean, I have these. I listen to you guys all the time, and I have the machine set up to hold off of the Windows updates for a month.
Yeah.
And it updated anyhow.
Yep. Most people would think that's malicious.
You know, I'm pretty much convinced of that.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Sorry. So Dennis has got.
I'm trying to find the exact language that I'm looking for.
Yeah, no, I'll bear with you.
So the key is he's trying. If there's a way, if that update exists, you'll be able to roll back to it. Now, if it doesn't exist, and even with the method that Dennis is looking for doesn't work, then you're really kind of waiting. The machine is too young that they wouldn't still support it. So you can't be the only Lenovo user with this issue. There's got to be tons of them out there with this problem. And it might be fixed quickly where they have to release a digitally signed update to fix it. And
here's the language that is on that dialogue. It's a checkbox that's below the list of your restore points, which in your case is empty. But the checkbox says show more restore points. If you click it, you should see more restore points.
Okay.
Now, in the old days, we would have like working music in the background. We would be like, oh, dee, da, 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 da. Is he trying to find his? Did you find it, Chris? No pressure. No one's listening. It's just the three of us.
Three of us in the 50,000 watt flamethrower, but that's all right.
Right. Chris is looking for his little check
box. I do not see it.
If I had a nickel for every time someone said that, I'd be driving a better car. So yeah, we'll put the link up there for you, Chris, to have you walk through how to find those restore points if they are there.
Yeah, I've got a site that even tells you how to do it with PowerShell.
Oh boy.
As an alternative. I mean, it shows both methods. So that might give him another avenue to reach it.
But now if we give you the power of PowerShell, now you're technically a hacker.
No.
All right.
We'll give you the links and hopefully that'll work for you. But it may come down to having to wait for Lenovo to fix the issue. You may have to open a ticket with them, like probably 1,000 other folks have already done and said, hey guys, your certificate, your driver's not certified anymore by Microsoft for whatever reason. Can you please fix it? And that should be quickly restored, I would suspect. But who knows? It's Lenovo. You know, they're going to go as fast as they have to go. But the rolling back should solve it.
All right.
If you can. So we'll find the link for you and put it up there, all right?
I'll be looking for it. Hey, thanks.
Yeah, good luck, Chris. Thank you for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye. So, yeah, I mean, he was minding his own business, tried to delay the updates. Microsoft forces these updates to occur anyways. The sound is broken.
Yeah, you have no idea how many people will call and ask me, how can I keep Windows from updating?
Yeah.
And especially with Windows 10, you can't.
There are versions of enterprise-grade Office Windows.
If you have Windows 10 Enterprise, you have a lot more controls.
Right.
But even those controls are not done on the computer.
Right.
They're deployed by group policy and a domain.
Exactly.
Right.
So they're going to say, hey, we're going to keep these configurations the way they are, even if Microsoft wants to force them. So literally, Microsoft sells to enterprises a way to stop Microsoft from updating your system. They sell them a more expensive version of the software. So it's like, hey guys, if you don't want us to break your machines on a regular basis, you should pay us more for the enterprise version of the software so that you can then stop us from breaking your systems. I mean, how backwards is that? Right?
And it's not cheap either.
No.
And in order to make it work, you not only have to pay more for Windows 10 Enterprise on all of your workstations, you also have to have Enterprise Windows Server as your domain controller.
In order to manage those.
In order to manage that. And that is a vast amount of money just to have that. So, wow. Yeah. I mean, they just make a fortune protecting you from themselves.
I wish we could make it up, but that's what it is. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. So stick around. Please feel free to get online. We're going to have Wes Bryan from IT Pro TV on. He will be joining us after the news to talk about security, right? What you can do for your business, ransomware, what's out there, zero trust. We're going to talk about that, DNS filtering, EDR, MDR. It's going to be a little more focused on the business kind of stuff that we do so that you guys can understand. I mean, I spend all day trying to explain to companies why they should put these technologies in place. Eric, do I really need them? Yes, you do. You really need them. I'm sorry. We're going to step out for a quick break. Everything's been posted over at computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com. And if you follow Tab Computers by liking Tab Computer Systems on Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg deems the news worthy, these links may get into your newsfeed as long as you're not in Australia. We'll be right back.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.